Donald Trump has talked about this during the campaign and yesterday signed some executive orders with tariffs on steel and aluminum. Our next guest is the president of North Dakota's True North Steel to talk a little bit about what that all means, Dan Kattermas. Dan, how are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us. Give me a little commercial for True North Steel, first of all, and the good work you folks are doing.
True North Steel has been around for 80 years. We just had our 80th anniversary party, and we're based in Fargo, North Dakota. It's family owned by the Ramosmo family. We have four divisions. Our largest division is structural steel for building buildings, steel bridges, steel tanks, and steel corrugated pipe for drainage products. And we operate in Minnesota, North, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Texas.
Big player in the steel world. So your reaction to what President Trump announced yesterday, what does that mean?
You know, Scott, we went through this a few years back when Trump came into office last time. And really, I think the goals have been to level the playing field in steel manufacturing. I know you and I have talked about this in the past, and a lot of people don't understand. But today, globally, in 2024, the United States made 4.2% of the world's steel. China made 53.4% of the world's steel. The next country that's closest to China is India at 8%. So today, China makes 12.7 times the amount of steel the United States makes today. And every year, that percentage seems to tick down. So we really just need to level the playing field and have a strong steel manufacturing presence in the United States.
And this will
help accomplish that. I think it will create some concerns short term. And so I know that this protects the steel manufacturers. I think the biggest concern, Scott, has been what happens to companies that are downstream, similar to like what we are, as we're a fabricator. And so the concern is that steel can come in from foreign countries like China and go to countries like Mexico or Canada and be fabricated and shipped into the U.S. at a much cheaper price. So that's one of our concerns, and we do buy the majority of our steel domestically.
An important point you've raised here is that this is restoring these, right? So this is reinstating the full 25% tariff on steel imports, and then increasing tariffs on aluminum to 25%. But this has been in place previously, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We've had this in place previously, and reinstating tariffs is something that Trump ran on, and I think everybody expected it. We just didn't know when, and we're better equipped to deal with it today because we've been through it before. With using escalation clauses and other tools and just preparing for it. But it will have an impact, and everybody needs to just be prepared to be able to respond to the tariff.
Can you give me like a one-minute history lesson? How did we get our lunch handed to us here to have China dominate, make 12 times more steel than we do? How did we get here, Dan?
I think it's been a process, Scott, for a number of years. Every year, China's increased their steel production, and they've made a clear message that they want to dominate the industry and put the U.S. out of the steel business. And it's really it's a national security threat. It's a concern. If you go back to World War II, the reason we won World War II is because we had steel making and we had energy. Those are two big factors. So they see that as a strategic advantage, and they've continued to subsidize their industry and grow, and at the expense of all the other countries. So they said the next closest country to China is India, and you go from 53 to 8%. And we're at 4.2%. And our percentage every year has ticked down. So it's really at a level that it's unacceptable to me that we're only making 4.2% of the world's steel.
No kidding. U.S. Steel is a company that struggled. Why are they struggling so? Well, I know Nippon tried to buy them. Trump said no. Biden said no. Now he's talking about them investing. Nippon and U.S. Steel. Why has U.S. Steel struggled so much?
Well, they've been around for a long time. U.S. Steel has been the name. It's the most iconic name in the steel industry. But as companies age, you need to reinvest in the business. And over time, they have not kept up with that reinvestment. And everybody in the industry wants them to continue to reinvest and increase the production in the United States. So we're all supportive of investment in U.S. Steel, whoever that may be. And that's part of their challenge has been over the years they've not kept up with reinvestment.
Another question for you related to the disruption in your business that you mentioned. If the Chinese send their steel to Mexico and then it's remanufactured there, obviously that's happened in the past as a result of these tariffs. How do you mitigate that?
Yeah, really, it's very difficult, Scott. We just to give you an example, a few years back, we lost a job by over 30% to a fabricator in Mexico, and it was simply they were getting foreign steel cheaper, and then their labor also advantage just did not allow us to even compete at the same level. But that's the challenge we face, and I think all the downstream manufacturers too are looking for some way so that they can't circumvent the tariffs and really hurt downstream manufacturers going through other countries.
Is the short-term pain of that worth the long-term gain of growing market share for U.S. Steel?
The short-term pain for the manufacturers, I think we're looking for just how can we adjust and make sure that we're not faced with not being competitive the same way that the manufacturers were. The tariffs do protect the manufacturers of steel. They don't protect the manufacturers that are downstream. So we're looking at what other things, and as an industry, I'm on the American Institute of Steel Construction Board, the national board, and we've asked for having some protection for steel fabricators across the U.S., and we did that in the past and never did get that included in the protection. But we're doing things. We just want a level playing field, Scott. I mentioned too to you that, 70% of the steel made in the U.S. is made by electric arc furnaces, which is much cleaner than the rest of the world. But it's a more expensive process also.
There's a surprise. We're doing it cleaner. Where's all the greenies saying we need more U.S. Right. steel because China's burping this stuff into the air? That's a great right. point. Sounds to me like this is, if China's dumping steel into Mexico and they're able to eat our lunch with these folks downstream, it sounds like that's a problem we fight in the egg world. Maybe you need the egg model to get through this a little bit. Does that make any sense?
I think there just needs to be other measures, and we just need a level playing field, playing by the same rules.